بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are looking at the issue of saying إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون, which means we belong to Allah and to Him is our return. I want to talk about the third aspect of إنا لله, which is I belong to Allah, we belong to Allah. First aspect I said was that everything I have, including myself, belongs to Allah, which means that it is not mine to use as I wish. I must ensure that I use it only according to Allah's will. Second aspect is that everything I get is from Allah, which of course, therefore I must be thankful to Allah for this. I must be grateful to Allah for this. And then in that process, I also said that some things I get are not necessarily pleasant, they are painful, but I am so conscious of who gave it to me that I thank Allah for that also, because it shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thought of me and of giving it to me, and this was His tawajjuh on me. If you read the story of Ayyub alayhi salam in the Quran, Ayyub alayhi salam, and we know all the reason why it happened and so on and so forth. Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah had blessed him with everything. He gave him power and authority. He gave him wealth. He gave him a beautiful family. He gave him great health, influence, everything. And Ayyub alayhi salam was very, very, very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to constantly be engaged in shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Iblis said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, it's easy for him to make shukr, because he's got everything. If you allow me to, if you give me power over him, and if I take away these things from him, then let us see if he makes, if he does shukr or not. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah knows what's going to happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reward his Nabi, Ayyub alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Iblis to do his thing. So Ayyub alayhi salam, one by one, he lost his wealth. His family died, except his wife, everybody, all his children, everyone, he lost all of them. He lost his health, he lost his influence and so on. And then he also lost his health. And he got, Allah knows best, maybe it was leprosy, whatever it was. It was some vile disease, ailment. As a result of which, even the people of his place, his town, they evicted him from his house, and they said, no, you cannot live here because we are afraid, you know, we might catch something from you. So they threw him out of town. So he used to live outside town by himself, he and his wife alone. His wife would go and work in people's houses, and then his ailment got so bad that people stopped giving her work. They said, no, you can't work also, because you're coming from there and we are afraid we'll catch something from you. Now, throughout this time, Ayyub alayhi salam never stopped thanking Allah. His shukr didn't stop. He continued to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout all of this. No matter what Iblis tried, no matter how hard he tried to make Ayyub alayhi salam complain, Ayyub alayhi salam would not complain. He would continuously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until the ailment reached his tongue. And then Ayyub alayhi salam made dua. And we know the dua in the Quran where he said, O Allah, this ailment has reached my tongue, and you are the Arhamur Rahimeen. And you are the most merciful of the ones who do mercy, because this is now going to prevent me from thanking you. This is going to prevent me from your dhikr. So when it came to the issue of the purpose of creation, which is to do ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when that was threatened, when Ayyub alayhi salam made dua, and of course then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took control, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned everything that Ayyub alayhi salam had lost, his whole, you know, all his wealth and health and everything else Allah gave him back. Now, point I'm making here is that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that Allah has given us. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for any pain or anything which Allah gives us, because that pain which comes from Allah, first of all, it shows that Allah is mutawajjah, that Allah is looking at us specially. And secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives some pain, Allah rewards. As I mentioned, a thorn pricks the foot of a believer, Allah forgives his sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called fever tahura. He said, the fever purifies you. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the fever, Allah wipes out your sins. So alhamdulillah, whatever we get. But what about we lose things? What about when we lose things? What about we have a bereavement, somebody you love dies? What about you have a loss, financial loss, right? A market collapses, you lose money, you have an accident, you might lose your health, all of this. What about that? Now think about that. When you say Inna Lillah, what did you say? You said, this belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not mine. So if my friend lends me his car, and I'm driving his car, and then one day my friend says to me, I need my car back. What do? I return it. Right? Do I feel bad? How can I feel bad? The car never belonged to me in the first place. I'm very happy and grateful to my friend that he permitted me to use this car for the time that he permitted me. And now it is his right, it is his property. He can take it if he wants. So in my life now, everyone and everything I have, including myself, who does it belong to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I lose them, what have I lost? Nothing. I have not lost anything because nothing belonged to me in the first place. Please understand, for you to lose something, you need to, that thing needs to belong to you in the first place. If it didn't belong to you, then you can't lose it. That's the logical answer. So if somebody says, I lost my child, you didn't lose your child. The child was never yours in the first place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's makhluk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave in your care for a while, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it back. So we say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ya Allah, for the time that you gave this creature to us, we enjoyed his company, he enjoyed our company, we loved him, he loved us, and now it is up to you. You took him back, Alhamdulillah, it is your property. Sure, there is some sadness, there is some pain or bereavement because it's like this. It's like, for example, if you know a very, very dear friend of yours comes and stays with you for a while, and it's so nice to have that person with you, or it's your brother, it's your sister, whoever who is staying with you, and you say, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, it's so nice to have these people. But you know that they have a house to go to, one day they will go. So that day comes. You see them off at the airport, you cry a few tears, no doubt about that. But then, I mean, what do you say? You don't go into a decline, you don't go into depression, you don't start, you know, wailing and crying. No, because it is they came to stay with us as our guests for a while, right? No, but they have to go back. They live in a different country, they live in a different place, they have a different city, they are in a different city, they have, you know, responsibilities. Time for them to go, they go. So what's the difference? Now when I say Inna Lillah, I say it doesn't belong to me. So the one to whom it belongs has a right to take it back. So Allah took it back. The point I'm making here is, think about the heart of a believer who believes that he and everything he has, all his faculties, all his wealth, all his material things, all his relatives, all those he loves, everything is not his. Belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is using all of this in trust from Allah. If you believe this, imagine the complete sense of peace and tranquility with which you will live your life. Because no loss will ever bother you. No pain will ever bother you. You are only engaged in the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are only engaged in thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you say, this doesn't belong to me. So alhamdulillah, it is Allah's. Imagine that person, for example. You are this person. May Allah make all of us people like this. you are earning money from a source, right? You have a job, you've got a shop, you've got a business, and then one day you find this business has shut down. You find that market has collapsed, that business is gone. You find that you lost your job, right? Your employer is no longer in business, you are laid off. What will happen to a person who believes, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? Nothing will happen to him. Because he knows that he is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. He knows that I don't belong to myself. I belong to Allah. It was Allah's job. Allah was feeding me. And in order to feed me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created one means. Now that means seems to have vanished. Why should I bother? Whose responsibility is it to feed me? Allah's. It's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to take the food and eat it when it comes. Right? So, meaning that if Allah gives me a job and that job is paying me a salary, then my job is to do that job to the best of my ability. Because that's what I mean by saying, take the food and eat when it comes. But if the job goes, why would I worry? Because that job was not feeding me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeding me. And Allah is still there. Allah hasn't gone anywhere. So what do? I make effort to get another job, but I don't get go into a decline. I don't feel sad or depressed. Because alhamdulillah, my Rabb is there. If He closes one means, He will open another. Because that is His choice. That is His choice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore, the reason I'm saying it is now we are living in a time where, you know, a lot of people are losing jobs and people are being laid off and so on and so forth. And people are worried, oh, what will happen to me? What will happen to my children? Nothing will happen to you and nothing will happen to your children. That was not written for you already. Because you don't belong to yourself. Your children don't belong to yourself. You and your children together belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am the one who feeds them and who feeds their children. Allah said, do not kill your children for fear of poverty. Don't kill your children for fear of poverty. Allah is your Razik and Allah is the Razik of your children. So why are you worried? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this to us in the Quran. So therefore, as a person who believes, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, I don't bother. I say, Alhamdulillah, one door shut, no problem. Inshallah, another one will open. Because as long as I am destined to stay on this earth, my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, it is His responsibility. He has taken the responsibility to feed me. He sent me here. I didn't come here on my own. When He sent me here, He sent my sustenance for me and with me. And I cannot leave this earth until I have completed that sustenance. And when I have completed that sustenance, I cannot remain here. Both are equally true. So what happens to my heart? Nothing. Absolute tranquility. Absolute peace. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ